Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager, your host here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. God tells Elijah the beginning of the plan after Elijah calls for a drought in the land. He says, "You shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the brook Cherith, that is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook. And after a while the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. We often depend upon the provisions God has supplied and forget God. This is foolish, and it causes much strife. It would be easier for Elijah to trust the brook and the ravens for his provision while forgetting the miraculous occurrence that's taking place in the very provision. God is a giver and loves to give to those he loves. When we repay his gift with abandonment, we prove that we're degenerates and will ultimately be sorely disappointed with life's outcomes. All good is from the hand of God, and for us to truly enjoy it, we must continually acknowledge its source. Eventually, you know what happens. The brook dries up and the ravens quit bringing him food. I guess the lesson there is you shouldn't trust the brook and you shouldn't trust the ravens. Oh, I'm not saying that Elijah trusted either. But I tell you, I would be trusting them. I would think that God put me in a place and gave me this great provision. And I think as the brook dried up and the ravens quit bringing me food, I might be a little upset with God. I may be having conversations with him about why he dried up the source that was keeping me alive. And God might have smiled and said, "Well, because you've messed up the source that keeps you alive. It's not the brook, and it's not the ravens. It's me. And I always need to acknowledge that it's not the brook, and it's not the ravens. It's not the doctors. It's not the food. It's not the medicine. It's not the government. It's not the armies. It's God who protects me. It's God who keeps me alive. It's God who has a plan for me, and I need to continually acknowledge him in my life or be in a position where he forces me to acknowledge him. And one day I will. I don't want to be forced to acknowledge God. I want to acknowledge him in everyday life for the food, for the home, for the shelter, for the family he's given me. He's been quite abundant in his mercy and grace. I need to thank him for that today. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.